The Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library's newsletter for summer 2014. Read by Barbara Drum Sullivan. News Lion. New staff member. Assistive Technology Coordinator. Chancey Fleet joined the library staff in the newly created position of Assistive Technology Coordinator in April after serving as the coordinating volunteer for our computer support clinic since 2010. In her new role, she helps patrons learn fundamental computer skills and understand their options for using, funding, and learning accessible technologies. Upcoming small group training sessions with Chancey are listed at the end of this newsletter. Some of her other roles include providing training and technical assistance to staff throughout the NYPL system, maintaining and curating the accessible technology products we have on site, and designing and delivering workshops and how-to guides on technology topics. Chancey has 11 years of professional experience with assistive technology. Before joining the library staff, she provided individualized technology assessment and training at Lighthouse Guild International. Outside office hours, Chancey can be found tandem biking, exploring the city with her guide dog Ramona, and enjoying the occasional barred book. If you see our Facebook posts about speculative fiction and tech-themed reads, those are probably hers. Summer Reading for Children. This summer, the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library invites all children ages 0 to 18 to a summer reading challenge. Participation is free, and participants will receive a summer reading book list of titles in Braille and audio format, a calendar of fun summer programs at our library, suggestions for activities to do at home, and lots of prizes. To register, go to www.bit.ly/KWHQE9 or contact Jordan at jordanbaz@nypl.org. 212-621-0622. For more summer reading fun, visit nypl.org/summer. Children's Summer Reading Calendar. Children's Read Aloud Wednesdays. 3 p.m. on July 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. August 6th, 20th, 27th. Children, accompanied by a favorite adult, will enjoy songs, finger plays, and books. Storytime will help your child develop key pre-literacy skills while interacting with other children their age. Ages 0 to 4 welcome. Sensory Science Storytime. Thursdays, July 17th and August 21st at 4 p.m. Join this interactive, educational, science-themed story time for preschoolers. We're combining stories, songs, and activities to stimulate all the senses and promote learning. Lil Beaker's Workshop, Friday, July 11th at 11:15 a.m. Lil Beaker's workshops guide children ages 5 to 12 through cool, hands-on experiments. Have fun with science while learning. Children's Museum of Manhattan Science Club. Fridays, July 18th and 25th. August 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th at 11:15 a.m. The Children's Museum of Manhattan gets kids excited about science and provides them with the experiences needed to become creative and critical thinkers. This 7-week program for ages 6 to 12 will teach children about simple machines, problem-solving skills, and more, in order to create and present their very own crazy Rube Goldberg machine. Summer Reading Closing Party, Wednesday, August 13th at 3 p.m. Join us as we celebrate another summer reading program coming to an end. Sing and tell stories with Robin Beatty, plus lots of fun surprises. Flo Fox Photo Show, Monday, September 8th through Saturday, September 20th. Don't miss experiencing the work of veteran New York City street photographer Flo Fox, which will be showcased in the community room at the Andrew High School Library from September 8th to 20th. Join us on Saturday, September 13th at 2:30 p.m., when Flo Fox will give a talk at the library about her work and amazing life as an artist and radical disability rights advocate. Since 1972, she has shot over 120,000 images of urban life depicting what she describes as ironic reality. Visually impaired and disabled from the neck down since 1999, she brings her camera everywhere and directs friends, attendants, or people in the street to take pictures for her. Fox's work has been published in many magazines, including Life and New York Magazine, and widely shown around the world at institutions including Nikon House and IBM Gallery. Her images are also a part of the permanent collections of the Brooklyn and Smithsonian Museums. Our exhibit will include audio descriptions of her work. Discover more about her life and work at www.flofox.com. Creative Writing Workshop, Saturdays, October 4th, 11th, 18th, 25th, November 1st, 8th, 15th, at 2 p.m. A new 7-session writing workshop has been scheduled this fall by popular demand. We've partnered again with New York Writers Coalition to offer a creative writing workshop led by a trained facilitator in a supportive group environment. Writing with others in an atmosphere of respect and acceptance, attendees will discover the value of their own stories. Remember, everyone is a writer, regardless of prior writing experience or formal education. Registration is required. Please call 212-206-5400 or email talkingbooks@nypl.org to join. Book Discussion Group. Join us to talk about thought-provoking books. The group meets on the third Saturday of every other month at 10:30 a.m. Upcoming discussions. August 16th, Good Lord Bird by James McBride, DB 77431. October 18th, Lowland by Jhumpa Lahiri, DB 77581. December 20th, The Last Picture Show by Larry McMurtry, DB 15886. If you are unable to join us at the library, we welcome you to participate in our book discussion over the telephone on the Tuesday following our in-person meeting. We'll discuss Good Lord Bird at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, August 19th. Call or email the library for the participant code to join the telephone discussion. Citizens Advisory Council Meeting, Saturday, September 6th at 11 a.m. If you would like to show support for the library, learn about library services and programs, provide feedback, and meet staff, please come to the library's Citizens Advisory Council meetings. All ideas and opinions are welcome. Refreshments will be served. Upcoming musical events at the library. A Celebration of Louis Armstrong, Tuesday, August 12th, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't miss this presentation of highlights from the Louis Armstrong House Museum Collection, presented by the museum's archivist, Ricky Riccardi. Throughout his storied career, Louis Armstrong entertained countless fans around the world on stage with his show-stopping live performances. But offstage, Armstrong was dedicated to documenting the story of his life, writing autobiographical stories, recording reel-to-reel tapes, designing collages, annotating photographs, and compiling scrapbooks, doing so for posterity. Come hear selections from Satchmo's home recordings and learn more about the greatest jazz man of all time. Our inner ears, classical music performed by musicians with hearing loss, Saturday, September 27th at 2 p.m. Join us for this inspiring concert by two classical pianists, a composer, and a classical guitarist. All are members of the Association of Adult Musicians with Hearing Loss. These musicians have overcome hearing challenges from moderate loss to profound deafness by listening with their inner ears. One of the musicians is also visually impaired. The group will perform in support of all who face physical challenges as a celebration of what's possible and as a prequel to the Walk for Hearing in Riverside Park on September 28th. For more information, visit the Association of Adult Musicians with Hearing Loss website at http://www.aamhl.org. High School Audiobook Studio Titles Now on Bard. In late April, the Andrew High School Library became the first NLS network library to have its locally produced books appear on Bard. NLS is beginning to post to Bard local recordings that have either gone through their rigorous quality assurance testing or have been converted to digital talking book format and marked up by the local library according to NLS specifications. Books that go through NLS quality assurance can be found in Bard by searching for DBN in the keyword search. We have posted 6 DBN books to Bard, and those 6 books were downloaded 162 times in the month of May by NLS patrons around the country. Our most popular book was The Cement Garden by Ian McEwan, DBN 00018. The books are, of course, also available on digital cartridge from the library. Spring survey results. Thanks go out to the 49 people who responded to our spring survey. A supermajority of 44 respondents said they preferred to read our newsletter in Verdana Bold in 17 point. This is the typeface we currently use. Don't worry, we won't change a thing. A Font in 17 point received 1 vote. Arial Bold in 17 point received 2 votes. Times New Roman Bold in 17 point received 2 votes. Summer survey questions. We'd love to hear from you. This summer's survey questions are about cultural, educational, and community events you attend. You can send in your answers by mail, fax, phone, or email. Your honest feedback helps us focus our resources. We'll share survey results in the following issue. Where do you hear about events you'd like to attend? 1. Newspaper or magazine? Which? 2. TV or radio? Which? 3. Website? Which? 4. Facebook, Twitter? Which? 5. Word of mouth. 6. other? And last, what was your favorite event that you attended last year? It could be a cultural, sporting, local community or educational event, or an exhibition of any kind. Technology assistance at the library. Are you interested in learning to use a computer with screen magnification or screen reading software? Would you like to learn how to use an iPhone or iPad to read books, take notes, and manage your calendar? Do you aspire to be more effective at finding information online? The library offers small group workshops and individualized consultations on a range of technology and information literacy topics. You'll find a selection of what we offer below, but please call or email to inquire about additional small group trainings that may be organized as patrons request them. Call 212-621-0627 or email chaneyfleet@nypl.org to register for all workshops so that we may anticipate the size and particular needs of each small group. Registration is always free. Literacy consultations. Would you like to sign up for our Braille, Audio and Reading Download Service, BARD, the NFB Newsline Newspaper and Magazine Program, Bookshare's Digital Library, the Learning Ally Collection of Textbooks, or an NYPL Library Card? We can help. Please call for a one-on-one appointment, which will give you the opportunity to learn about and sign up for literacy resources in one convenient location. Computer Support Clinic, every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Volunteer tutors are available to assist new and experienced computer users. You'll be able to get help with email, blogging, downloading audiobooks, learning accessible computer games, using the web, using accessibility software, and more. The tutors read with Braille and print, use text-to-speech technology, and speak a variety of languages. The clinic takes place in the second floor computer lab. Intro to VoiceOver for iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch. Thursday, July 10th, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Bring your own device or borrow one of ours for the morning. This workshop will introduce you to VoiceOver, the screen reader built into every iOS device. You will learn how to activate VoiceOver, use gestures to work with apps and read text, change the volume and rate of speech, enter and edit text with VoiceOver. Intro to Zoom for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Friday, July 11th, 9:30 to 11 a.m. This workshop will introduce you to Zoom, the built-in magnification tool for iOS. You will learn how to activate and use Zoom to magnify the screen. Set other preferences to best work with your vision. Use the camera to capture and magnify images. Siri and dictation for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Monday, July 14th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can use your voice to compose emails, search the web, set reminders, and do much more. During this workshop, you will learn how to dictate text effectively, ask Siri the right questions, set reminders and alarms, make calculations and check dates, search for information on the web. Intro to NVDA Screen Reader. Monday, August 4th, 3 to 4:30 p.m. NVDA is a free and powerful screen reader that can provide users with low or no vision with complete access to a Windows computer. This workshop will provide you with the opportunity to install NVDA on your laptop or try it on one of ours. You'll also learn how to set NVDA voice and keyboard settings, hear what's under the mouse, read and edit text, navigate the Windows desktop and menus, move among programs, and work with popular applications. Learning to learn. Troubleshooting, community support, and self-advocacy online. Thursday, August 21st, 5 to 6:45 p.m. Choosing, maintaining, and learning about technology can be a challenge. Fortunately, there's a world of online content that can help. In this discussion-based workshop, we'll cover best practices for using an online search to solve problems, online communities of technology users with vision loss, free online classes and materials about assistive technology, self-advocacy online, communicating with technology developers about accessibility. iOS apps for independence. Tuesday, September 9th, 5 to 6:45 p.m. This discussion-based workshop will explore free and low-cost apps that make life easier or just more fun for people with vision loss. We encourage you to bring your iOS device and prepare to talk for a minute or two about your favorite app. We'll cover apps that magnify images, describe what's in front of the camera, read text and labels, identify currency, and more. Off the map, transit and urban information for patrons with vision loss, Thursday, September 18th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This workshop will introduce you to online tools to help you select a destination, get where you're going, and be in the know once you arrive. We'll cover hop-stop transit directions, Google Business Search, finding menus and retail information online, contacting businesses to arrange assistance, finding out about accessible cultural happenings. Holiday closings. The library will be closed for the following holidays: Friday, July 4th, for Independence Day; Saturday, July 5th, for Independence Day weekend; Saturday, August 30th, for Labor Day weekend; Monday, September 1st, for Labor Day. On days we are closed, you may still leave a telephone message or email us, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible after the holidays. You can leave us book requests, too. Our current hours of telephone service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our current hours of on-site service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. End of newsletter. This newsletter was recorded in the studios of the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library, June 2014.